The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet mesquite. Repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Eric'sFamilyBBQ.com.
When was the last time you had really good Texas-style barbecue? Eric's Family Barbecue, the way it's supposed to taste. Always delicious, never rushed, and prepared to perfection. Eric's Family Barbecue uses only 100% fresh meat, slowly smoked over mesquite wood until it's juicy and delicious. We all know their brisket is the best, but have you tried their pulled pork, pork ribs, or rib tips? Amazing, and their sides are all house-made. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet mesquite, repeat. Make the trip, you won't be sorry. Go to Eric'sFamilyBBQ.com for more information.
You thought that was funny.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
You were laughing like a hyena when he said it.
98.
What the hell is wrong with you?
K-U-K-U-P-D.
Good morning, everybody. Hello there. Welcome to Friday. It is 5:45. My name's John Holmberg. There's Brady Bogan, Brett Festley, Big Dick Toledo. This is the Morning Sickness. Ready to go for another day. One more, and then we get the weekend to play anything we want to play and goof around doing anything we want to do in perfect weather. Sounds amazing, right? And then we all wake up to the weather that Alec Baldwin murdered someone. It's just insanity. It's a very weird story if you haven't heard and you're not paying attention, but Alec Baldwin shot a prop gun yesterday on the movie set Rust in New Mexico up in Santa Fe. And evidently somebody had put a bullet in it or there was something lodged in the barrel. But I'm no gun expert at all. I just know that a thing lodged in a barrel isn't going to blow through two people, and this did. It killed one person and hit another.
Right. Okay. So that it was just one shot because injured the director. It killed the cinematographer.
Yeah, that's what I read. I read this
Hutchinson's.
Yeah,
Hutchins. I'm sorry, and then the director Joel Souza or Souza.
I don't know. He just got
rushed to the hospital in critical condition.
Right.
I wonder.
It went through two people. My guess is, it's one of those, it's an old Western, so it's that shot where Alec Baldwin's probably right,
pointing
right at the camera.
Yeah.
You know, and he fires something, and if somebody put a bullet in that thing, but there's lawsuits and wrongful deaths and negligent homicide and all that stuff's going to start piling up on that. And you find out that, the prop master put a bullet in it. It reminds you when Brandon Lee got killed on the set years ago, Bruce Lee's son. And then that other guy years and years ago was doing that TV show for CBS, and he was going to be the next great big thing, and he jokingly put a prop gun up against his head and pulled the trigger, and it killed him.
Went off.
Yeah, I mean, they're designed to go off. There's nothing supposed to come out. I mean, enough air and things like that, but like projectile shouldn't be able to, unless it is point blank to the temple, and then, you can...
This was nice. A local newspaper reported that Baldwin was seen outside the sheriff's office in tears.
Oh, they got pictures of
and
him.
And attempts to get a comment from him were unsuccessful.
Yeah.
Nice.
They were following him around. They got pictures of him all over crying, and he's on the phone. But, Alec Baldwin just pulled the trigger, and now it's like this. And then the best part of the story I read yesterday, I don't know if it was TMZ or whatever, at the end they said filming of the new movie stopped for the day.
You think?
Yeah, you think maybe a murder
that's a
would
good call.
Slow down work a little bit. Most places have that rule where if someone on the floor of your factory gets murdered, you're going to cease operations for the afternoon. I mean,
we're going to need you to pull it together.
Yeah.
Because we're on a budget.
Right. I mean, I've been out to Larry H. Miller, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram, and Surprise. And I can only imagine that if my man Jesus out there just was murdered viciously right there on the floor in the showroom, they're not just going to, you're going to step over that and take a look at this brand new SRT. I mean, this thing can flat out fly. It's a killer on the highway. I mean, I shouldn't say that today with Jesus laying dead behind me, but... Yeah, most places are going to stop work production for murder for at least a day, I would assume.
Even a shooting at a restaurant or a bar.
You shut her down for a day. That's what they made the point to say, just for the day. Tomorrow they'll be right back at it. Know your lines and get ready for the – we got to reshoot that last one too because that did not go as expected. And we need a new director of photography. It's weird how callous the news is about this story because it's Alec Baldwin. If it was just some nobody – been like terror on the set, but it's like Alec Baldwin gonna do that.
The first story I saw, it said Alec Baldwin shot a fat pig. And
went back to that was a right wing thing.
Yeah,
guy who hates his children gets his.
But it's a terrible story. But it's, do you remember that one, Brandon Lee on the set of The Crow?
Yeah, as
The
Crow. Yeah,
yeah. And he did he get shot or was
it shot in the gut?
He had a bullet in the prop gun.
Yeah,
and I think somebody went to jail for murder. I don't remember the details of that, but I think the prop guy.
I don't know about that part. I just
well, I do because they had a bullet in it. That was a bullet.
Okay.
So they're like, somebody did this was on purpose. Now, you don't put bullets in prop guns. And prop guns can shoot, but they're like real guns. It's the projectile you put in
it's
there
the
that's
blank,
different.
Yeah,
it's a blank. They're real guns. We deal with all sorts of sim weaponry up there at the Tactical Black, and it is you treat that stuff like it is an absolute gun. We take the plastic for disarming, and one of the rules that you have is to not give the gun back by hand. And it's just a chunk of plastic. But you treat it like it's a real thing. Always. My dad taught me that when I was a kid. My dad's a gun guy, and he's always like, look, your finger gun, a toy gun that's bright orange with a clown hanging off of the side, you treat it like a gun. If it can be pointed and can shoot anything at someone, you treat it like a real gun. And he's right, because how many of those kids, and like over the years you hear stories of a little kid with a toy gun who points it at somebody or a cop, and the cop doesn't know what's going on and ends up shooting them, or points it at another person they don't know. You don't point fake guns or real guns or anything else at another person, which I've always had trouble with like movies and stuff like that. It's crazy because they, you know, we do it.
I mean, even with you know, seeing a buddy with his gun, he'll hand it over to me. He'll pull the slide back to see if anything's
always
in it.
Yeah.
He'll hand it to me. I'll still double check it just because, hey, you never know.
You're handling it now.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're
it's
totally responsible for an absolute death machine. Yeah. That you are now in control of. So
always consider it loaded, even if you know it's not.
Yeah, and we do that with the like the paintball ones that only shoot that. Like always, they could hurt somebody. Yeah. I just don't want to do that. So yeah, that story's crazy. Alec Baldwin's story is insane. So I'm sure more will come out on that, but there will be money thrown everywhere, lawsuits, and possibly a jail time if that turns out that was a bullet. Because if somebody put a bullet in the gun and left it around as the prop, that's murder.
Yeah.
There's nothing more to that. I mean, there's five checkpoints on a movie set with a gun to say, is this thing right? You've got the people who have the prop, the person who the gun like expert that makes sure everything's functioning properly, because you can't have mistakes. You're aiming it at another person for the movie.
You remember that his name's Peter Schreiko. He did all the guns, saddles, and stuff for Tombstone.
I have no idea who that is, but yeah.
I did a podcast with him year ago. He was this older guy, Western. He was in a couple of Charles Bronson movies. Never heard of the guy before, but then I knew who he was in Tombstone. He was that Cactus Jack. He gets a part in all movies. Anyway, he supplies the firearms. He's a firearms expert. I might throw him a text and ask him about how this.
Well, maybe he was there.
Could be. It was a Western.
It's a Western. Yeah. And yeah, they always have like a – it's a crazy story. But Alec Baldwin is – yeah, the pictures of him, you can tell he's a disaster. So, yeah. And then you got this thing going on here with that. I right as the show was ending yesterday, that road rage thing happened over on Peoria and 42nd Avenue, 43rd Avenue. And I have got to learn my lesson from these stories because this is me. And I bet you do it too, Brett, because you're Italian. I have – horrible internal road rage. I really never want to do anything. But the other day, and like things fall out of my mouth. The other day, somebody honked at me. And I shouted at the top of my lungs, do that again. I dare you. I've got nothing to lose. I'll kill you on the spot. And that's the exact thing I said. And Megan goes, Jesus, calm down. Like, no. And then that was, now I got to hold my ground. I'm like, I'm getting out. I'm going to kill. If that person honks me, I will kill them with my bare hands. And I'm like, what has happened? And then I sat and said, what is wrong with you? Like, it's in my head. It infuriated me.
Yeah, that's it amazing.
It infuriated me. And just for like 4 seconds, and I was right back to normal. There's something to road rage. Doesn't add up to me at all because I have it. I'm afflicted with it. If you do something stupid near, I don't yell at you though. Like I keep it straightforward. I yell directly into the ether. And I say horrible things, and I have no clue why.
I do the opposite, which is just as bad. Where the reaction is like, you know, the other day, I cut in front of a lady, but she doesn't slow up. I'm going faster, but I squeeze in there.
Right.
She loses her mind.
Right.
Goes around, pulls up next to me. Ronnie's in the passenger seat. Right. And she is just
losing it.
Yeah, yelling at me, and I'm giving her a baby,
You're passively aggressive.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, that's which not good.
You're going to get shot.
Yeah.
I'm the one that people will be afraid of. You're the one that you're going to get shot.
Yeah.
You're the asshole that's saying, hi, angry person.
Yeah.
Do you wanna play?
It's okay.
Yeah. Well, this thing yesterday, some lady, I don't know what the what started it, but a lady in a blue Kia pulls up next to this guy. They had some interaction, and she just unloads, and the dude's, you know, it's potentially fatal. Starts driving the car off. He's got his wife and his, I think, 2 or 3 month old kid in the car. And they just start going down this hill. And it looks like they're going right into a 20-foot drop off into a dry canal. And luckily, they hit something first and it stops right as it's falling. It was like a movie. It looks like the car looks like it's going to go all the way down. And it's road rage. And I watched that story and I'm like, I've got that. I've got a horrible case of that. I don't think I've got the shooty road rage, but I've got road rage.
I always have a gun with me, you know, but I don't do anything like that. I'm one of those 10-second pissed off guys, and then I'm completely fine. And I'll be talking to Medea, and all of a sudden somebody will cut me off. I'm like, you mother effing C-word, and blah, 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 blah. And then I'm like, okay, so anyway,
it's absurd anger.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's 0 to 1,000 miles an hour of anger, and then it's just gone. And I have a horrible case of it. Like, yeah, you cannot honk at me if I feel it. If I feel it was an unjustified honk, it is a murderous OJ rage that you can't even comprehend, and it passes by like a breeze.
I've been trying to cut back on the play-by-play complaining, like especially when Kirby's in the car. Look at this jackass!
Yeah.
Oh, this guy over here, he can't do that.
Oh, no.
Like, if you could listen to
if Kirby was in my car, she'd come home with a brand new vocabulary. Because I'm sure yours is adorable by comparison to the words I make up, the things I invent.
This fudging guy over here.
Yeah, Brady's got the Gilbert Mormon road rage. But, yeah, this is just, and it just, we had a guy who worked here at the building who had a gun, and a guy cut him off, and they started to go back and forth, and they start kind of speeding. And he said he went off of the 60 onto the 101 ramp, and the dude goes like 3 lanes over to get behind him. They get next to him. Now they're going like 90, and the dude waves a gun out the window. He grabs his gun and waves it back out, and now they're in neighborhood chasing each other.
Oh.
And it wouldn't end. And like he said, it went on and on and on and on and on.
Never heard this
one. Yeah. And he's like, I realized I have got to – something's got to stop because this dude is going to shoot me. Like, he's chasing me to kill me. And I'm running – and, like, I've got my gun waiting for him. Like, it can overpower a normal human being. And I don't know why. I don't – the psychological makeup is and I think it's a lot. I think it's, like, majority of us. We lose our minds in those cars, and I don't know why.
I had a client, the radio station, road rage thing. It was on the west side. And the person, same thing, you know, both – the person comes up next to him but fires a round into the side of his door.
Well,
hits his leg. He goes over, pulls over the side of the road, and the car is still falling around. And he gets out of the car, crawls out of the car. He's got a gun, little one in the glove
Jesus
compartment.
Christmas.
Grabs it, crawls out in the field, and the dude pumps a couple rounds. And right when he pumped
a
couple
shooting?
Back,
oh my God,
the guy runs because
he realizes he's got a gun back.
So now my buddy can't get back to his car because his leg's out. He crawls to the convenience store. I need help.
Wow.
Sounds like a movie.
Yeah, where was this?
He was telling the story. I couldn't believe it.
It was just for getting cut off.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's nuts. Well, they're still looking for the lady, evidently.
Oh, they didn't find her yet.
Well, they know she had a blue Kia sedan, and they said that she's a person of interest. I didn't – like the story this morning I read, they said they hadn't got her yet. But if you're listening, you go ahead and turn yourself in there and or get to running or get rid of that blue Kia.
That blue Kia is going to be in Mexico by
tonight. Oh, that thing is in tow.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's crazy.
That thing's
so
red by now.
Let this morning be a lesson. Like, all of us can sit back and say, calm down just a little bit, because road rage is very real. Very real. Brady has it to a certain degree. There's something. I would love to have electrodes and all sorts of machines, like, connected to me to try to figure out like what goes on in your brain, like how fast it all fires, how quick it goes.
And there's certain things that trigger you more. I mean, like a certain move.
honking.
The people that speed up if you're trying to get over. Or
yeah, and honking in general. It doesn't even have to be at me, because my first thing is
honking
that,
bothers you?
If I didn't do anything wrong,
yeah,
you might as well have shot a gun.
Really?
Oh, I lose it. It's like, well, you
and
better
Brett,
not
you're
be.
A honker.
Oh, yeah.
You honk?
Well, yeah, and
I'm going to kill you.
Did you ever see that? Did you ever see that movie Unhinged with Russell Crowe yet?
Uh-uh.
Oh, man. That's what it all started with, was
a honk.
Somebody honked, and it wasn't an appropriate honk. It was just laying on the horn, yeah. You know?
Right.
Inappropriate honk. I'm like a Hank, you know, just like,
a little reminder.
Let's go.
And an appropriate honk, I have no problem.
Yeah, yeah.
You throw an appropriate honk at me, I'm
reminder at the light on the lag arrow.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm very just and fair with, like, admitting, that was my bad. I deserve everything you got.
Yeah, but riding it, I'm with you on that. There's just-
you hold the horn on me. Some dude on the freeway once honked at me because he wanted to go around me. I'm like, go ahead. And I do one of these in the mirror, and he gets in front of me.
And they get pissed.
He lost his mind. And now I'm going. We're driving on the road screaming at each other at 70 miles an hour. And windows are up. Nobody can hear a thing. But it was brutal. And then there's the other side of me, that if I see a student driver, I'm taking the day off just to F around with that car. I mean,
you're trying to cause road rage.
We've got videos from you doing that.
I know. I'll videotape myself. Oh, student driver. That's the first thing I do. I'm like, wherever I was going, I'm going to be late. Because student driver, and I see probably four a week. And I'll play 25, 30% of the time. I'm like, I got 15 minutes to kill. Let's see where the student driver's going. And I will, like, veer into their lane right next to the car. And I'm in front of them. I downshift. There's no brake lights. And I gas it and then downshift again. And I get right on their ass. I do all sorts of crazy. But I feel like I'm helping. I am
educational process.
I'm educating the student driver to say, wow, that was trial by fire right there. I love cars. Be patient, student driver. Okay. And the big smile on my face the whole time as I'm just driving along. And then I'll hold my phone like right in front of my face at like a stoplight next to the student driver. And then just start twisting the wheel to the right, like if they're to my right. Like I'm just going to just veer right into them, just to have them scared to death rough. And every time they sit and wait for me to drive first, and I'll wait too. I'll stay at a green light with a student driver until we're both going. Oh, student driver. Mainly probably because I know they're not allowed to shoot. I would imagine that the instructor in the passenger seat isn't carrying and isn't going to lose it and shoot over the student driver into me. So it's like a safe game I play. So far, I'm like, oh, for 1,000 on any injuries or road ragers with the student drivers. But I've changed some minds on whether or not that kid's ready to drive. There was one I got in front of getting on the 51 at Glendale. Oh, man. So I cut her off. Like, she was like real fast. Went like the brakes just stopped the car. And then just like hits the gas again to get back up because people behind her. And then so she's right in like just fluctuating speed. And then right as... like we're merging, downshift, go from like where I was to like second gear, and the whole car just goes boom. Oh, it's the best. Oh, student driver,
the best.
It is the best. Look in that mirror and see those scared doe eyes. And there's a problem. I got a problem. I wield too much power with that 2 tons of moving metal that I feel like I should.
You're
play
safe
game.
In
oh,
there too. In
you
that,
do. You think
in that bubble?
You think you are. But you're not. Bullets go through those
yep.
things. So be careful. Let this morning, I'll tell you what, I'll make a deal with the city. Brett, you too, because you got to stop it too. Oh, I can see it in your eyes that you're a problem. Brady, you're probably. No, you need to stop your crap too. I think you're going to get shot.
He's okay outside of the Gilbert area.
Not with that tinky thing he does.
Yeah. You're somebody. That doesn't come out every time. That just came out on that particular lady.
Yeah, where you give the little boo-boo's yeah. got a boo-boo.
It's like an Adam Sandler do? Move yeah, or something yeah. like that.
Yeah.
That
boo-boo.
You get mad at me?
Look at his face.
Oh, man. And, yeah, somebody's
all right, now I'm getting yes. pissed.
I got pissed at that, too. I got pissed at that right there. I'm like, if somebody did that to me, I would... You're going to get shot faster than anybody. Because at least the guy yelling back, you're like, ah. And
luckily,
it's
I didn't do that.
Oh, you said you did.
No, I'm saying when he was talking about the whole water boy thing, the Adam yeah. Sandler,
oh.
the coach, where he's looking over. And
oh, yeah, but you gave the little booby finger. Hi, baby. You're going to get shot faster than any of us. Let's make a pact with the city today that we'll stop. I'm not going to stop that student driver thing. That is like. 10 tons of fun. I love that.
Can only ask for so much.
Yeah, yeah. Let's not pull back my whole day here. But I will make a conscious effort to no longer have it. I know when it's there, and I know it's absurd. So yesterday's news was, and that lady in the car that shot, like, where does she, like, how far does that go? Because I know I don't have it to the point where if I had a gun, I would just fire it. I know that for sure. But I don't think I can stop screaming.
It's just a snapping.
Put a stop on that. I'm going to have to try and put a stop to that. I don't think I'll be good at it. And also, they found that Brian Laundry, it's official. Like, they made it official.
Thank God.
What'd he die of?
They haven't released
that. That's what they're looking. A couple of things. They found his notebook.
Yep.
But, again, of course, it was in the water along with everything. Ruined, right? They have it. They're going to try to decipher whatever they can out of it. They haven't said the reason why, the cause of death. But, you know, what's interesting is where they found them and everything and scattered. They said it could be animals.
That ate them?
Yeah, and separated some of the
Oh, they body. Chunked them up.
Yeah, he was parted.
Oh.
Kind of a little bit, or just remains. In the, yeah. And that could be because of the animals in that area.
So they may have just fallen asleep and then something like a
Correct,
croc.
But you can't rule out like...
Or gator, I guess.
Someone took him out. Like someone... They're looking at everything.
Oh, sure. That there's like, a murder involved.
Yeah.
Or he killed himself and then just laid out there and got eaten.
Most likely that's anyway, the case.
That's finally over.
Well, you know, I mean, he was found kind of mutilated and separated out there. Remember what nationality his girlfriend was. Her last name was Petito.
Oh, geez, I didn't think of that.
I'm just saying.
Brett's making a claim against his own. That's sort of being a rat.
No, it's not being a rat because who knows who did it. I'm just saying, just remember the last name.
Wow. I hadn't even thought of the Italian.
That's a good point.
They quartered him? Are you making the claim?
I'm not saying nothing. I'm just saying.
This looks like the work of some sort of wild beast.
I don't mean nothing. I'm just saying.
All right. We'll keep that grain of salt with Brett's information. I like that. It's like, now let's turn to our Italian reporter. And say, I don't know nothing about nothing, but I'm saying if the kid's in four or five pieces, Petito, back to you.
It's either the Lion King or Vinny and Rocco. You know, whatever.
Okay.
Let's go with the Lion King. Yeah.
I watched that Joe Exotic, and evidently there's a lot of crazy jungle beasts around this area. That's Petito. I'm leaving it right there. It's on the table. You do what you will with that. God bless. Merry Christmas. God bless. Holidays are coming.
Here's your turkey.
Yeah. And in more bullet news, I read a story last night. Some lady was reading the Bible to her 7-month-old kid, and a bullet just shot through her head.
Oh, my God.
Her head. Just ended her. Yeah. It wasn't here, but the lady just got her 7-month-old baby. First of all, baby, if I was a baby, it might have been me. I'd like, get me something to get out of this. These are not bedtime stories. It's confusing. She's reading the Bible to her 7-month-old, and a bullet, stray bullet just found her. Ended her.
Well, then Abraham took his son and was going to sacrifice him.
It was in Illinois. Yeah.
Hell, shocking.
Yeah, exactly.
So, that's the worst situation you could hear. Bible and baby in one sentence? Jesus.
Yeah. Who does that? Reads Bible to a baby. Sounds terrible. But shouldn't deserve to be killed for it. But a stray bullet, you know, that's part of being in Illinois now, is that those things are flying around pretty much like O'Hare. There's a flight pattern. There's like definite... But yeah, that's just a nutty. Just reading the news this morning, it's like, this is depressing. This is worse. This is terrible. So good morning, everybody. It's Friday. Keep your cool. That's the message for this morning. We'll start today with that. Got to keep your cool out on those streets because there are almost everybody driving. You're right, person listening right now. You're right. Almost everybody out there but you is an asshole. That's a fact. Like, that's how we feel in our cars. Like, everybody out there is doing it wrong but me. And you're right. I feel the exact same way. Everybody else would be better if they all drove like me. I almost shot Megan when I was in the passenger seat, for God's sake. She's the worst driver ever. I was getting road rage in the same car. You know the skinny one on the right makes it go, right? You understand that the pedal on the right, push that.
I am pushing it.
Not hard enough. Evidently, it's pushing back. 45 on the freeway. I almost did everybody She's on the freeway those, a huh? favor. Let me just end this. I apologize to all of you. I know you're... losing it.
People yell at me all the time, and I never yell back.
That's her thing. I'm like, I know they do. You're the problem. You're the one.
People are always shouting at me, and I never lose my mind like you do.
Like, I know. Think of what you just said.
Why, the other day I was driving and a man told me I could die of cancer.
I'm like, Jesus, he said that?
Yes. And I didn't do a thing because he might be crazy.
Why don't you step on it a little bit? Why don't you drive a little faster? Because right now I'm kind of wishing you'd die of cancer. I hate being your passenger.
45 is plenty fast. That's 45 miles in 1 hour. That's a lot.
And then you just, cars going by. I hope you die of cancer, bitch.
I like the left lane better. Yeah.
This is the fastest lane to get into.
Oh, your asshole can't fall out fast enough. Anyway, be careful out there. Everybody be nice. You're all right. You are all correct. Everybody out there sucks but you. But let's just give them a grain of salt today. Let's get a wake-up song, shall we? 585-9800. A good one. And we'll scream it together. It's 98 KUPD. Wake up! 98.
Oh, my gosh. 98. Shut the front door.
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Eric's FamilyBBQ.com.